Ois Beis. The Eina Noeg El Behema V'Chaya Tohoira. Avalo B'Tmeim. And we said this because there's a limud. The Gemara says everyone agrees. Al Kain Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael Es Gid Hanoshe. Meaning on something that's Mutar B'Achila. Al Kain Lo Yochlu Gid Hanoshe. Only something that's Mutar B'Achila. So for instance, the veil, so other things. The Behema Avalo B'Tmeim. Not noig b'tamei. The kai malon ki Reb Shimon chulin perik yid anosha kuf aleph omer aleph. The naaf kalon mi alkein lo yachlu misha basaro muter noig isu gid anosha. Aval misha basaro aser. But someone who's basaro aser ain noheg isu gid. Okay, so just you should note something. That there's a machlokes between three shittos in the Gemara about where the gira nosha is noheg be behemet tmeir. We have no coffee or any? Yeah. But not a clock ready, right?
I got the last. I only got a quarter of a cup. Well, this is 10 minutes ago. They'll make more.
Okay, so there's three shittos in the Gemara. There's a shita of chachomim. Shita's Chachomim is that Gira Nosha cannot be Noiheg on a Behemoth Tmeya. And the reason it can't be Noiheg on a Behemoth Tmeya is because the halacha is Ain Begidim Noisin Tam. There's no halacha that the Gidim are considered to be part of the Behemoth. So therefore, the Issa Tuma is not Chal on it. Just like we know that if you eat the bones and if you eat the horn, what?
This is gone.
Thanks. Yeah. Looks like it's sticking.
So there are two approaches why it's not noheg behemet meir. The Chachamim and Reb Shimon are the two approaches why it's not noheg. We behemoth tmei. So we'll get a Rambam. Let's get the Rambam. Let's get a Rambam. What? Kedusha. Kedushas.
Kedusha.
So ain't a noeg el behemoth chayatar v'lo b'tmei. The Kaimelon ki Reb Shimon. Perak chulin giranosha. So I'll go tell you there are three shitas. Okay, this is shita number one of Chachomim. Ein begidin noisin tam. Ein begidin noisin tam means that the gira nosha is not considered to be part of the actual. That's all we have for the guys.
Hey, okay. You want to get
the gidnim are not considered to be an essential part of the behemoth tmeir. They're not considered to be the central part of behemoth tmeir. The issa tumah is not chal on them. Just like the issa tumah is not chal on, meaning the issa behemoth tmeir, I should say, is not chal on karnayim, is not chal on other gidim. If the actual part of the behemoth is not edible, it's not considered to be. Have really the tam baser, then the iser behemah tmeya is not chal on it. So therefore, it's double pashut that if ain begidim benaisin tam, then it's not noheg ain begidim benaisin tam. Then there's no shaychus to have the iser gid anosha by ain begidim benaisin tam. So let me go. Sorry, ain begidim benaisin tam. So if you hold the Ein no time, there's no reason to have a behemoth tmeya. There's a chiddush in the Torah that what? That Gid Hanoshe, even though it's Eitz Ba'alma, there's an Isra Achila. And therefore, there's a limud Al Kein Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael as Gid Hanoshe from some animal, from some min that you normally eat from. That is the min that you have the Isra Gid Hanoshe.
If you have a drasha of Al Kein Lo Yochlu to anything that's Mutar Achila, who cares if Yeshu Yisra Gid Hanoshe? Even if Yeshbe Gid Hanoshe, it's only Alkei no Yochlu.
I'll explain why. Now, if you hold Yeshbe Gid Hanoshe, then I don't need to come on to the drasha of Alkei no Yochlu B'nei Yisrael's Gid Hanoshe. That's Shitas Chachomim. Shitas Chachomim is that I have the Isser Behemoth Tmeya, which supersedes the Isser Behema Gir Hanosha, and ain't Isser Chal Isser. So I don't need the limud. And Rashi and Tosfos explain that the minute that the animal is formed, Ibime Imo, it's a Behema Tmeya. The Gir Hanosha.
Why does that take away Isser Chal Isser?
No, because there's no Isser Behema Tmeya on that. Because it's not considered to be part of, right, it's considered to be like the horns or something else. So there are two reasons why Gir Hanosha is not Shaykh on a Behema Tmeya. Either because Ein Isser Chal Isser, and Rashi and Tosfos explain that the formation of the animal as an animal before the actual Gid is formed and attached and has a shame Gid, occurs prior to the Gid. So therefore, Ein Isser Chal Isser. According to the other man, the Amr, there's no concept of Ein Isser Chal Isser because the shame Behema Tmeya is not Chal on the Gid, because Ein Begidim Benoisim Tam. So if Ein Begidim Benoisim Tam and Tmeya is not Chal on it, and there's indeed of Eitz Ba'alma, it should still have a shame Gid Anosha. He needs a special Limur of Al Kain Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael's Gid Anosha, as if to say, on any animal that you normally would go ahead and eat, that animal that is normally Mutar B'Achila has the Isser Gid Anosha. Those are the two reasons why Gid Anosha is not applicable to Behema Tmeya. However,
why is the Isser Tuma? The Gid Anosha came first. So the Isser
Tuma. No, the Isser Tuma comes first.
No, the Gid Anosha is gracious.
No. The animal is born. The piece of the animal you're going to eat, what comes first? An Isser Behema Tmeya or Isser Gid Anosha? Before the Gid is formed, that material,
yeah,
the animal,
it's
still has an Isser on it.
I'm saying, I love it, bro.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Isser Gid came first.
No, that's not it. It's called, I have a thing that I want to eat.
There's a Tosfos on Sadi Amaral says like this. Rabbeinu Tam on Sadi Al Amaral says like this. Mishum Shir Tzirus Basar Uber Kademisli Tzirus Gid. Urashi Mishum Shemitchila Keshenoitzer Agid Eino Al Hakaf. Even though the Gid is there, the embryo has not yet formed where the Gid itself attaches itself to the Kaf. So according to Rashi, I need the Gid to be in its final form, that the Gid has to be attached to the Kaf. In other words, interesting, the Gid only gets a shame, Gid Anosha, when it is in the physical place as it was by a totally formed human being, where the Gid is actually connected to the joint and to the Kaf. So either way, right, you have this halacha of, that there is no Isser Gid Anosha by Behema Tmeya. Either, again, Yesh Begid Noisen Tam, and there is an Isser Behema Tmeya on the Gid, but the Isser Behema Tmeya precedes the Isser Gid because either like Rashi or Tosfos, somehow in the formation of the animal, the Shem Behema Tmeya comes before the Shem Gid Anosha. The other possibility is Ein Begidim Benoisen Tam. So if I Ein Begidim Benoisen Tam, then all you have is the Gid Hanosha. You have Mamasha Gid. There's no difference between a Behema Tmeya and Behema Tmeya. It's a Gid. But there's a special limit. Al Kain Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael's Gid Hanosha. And even though there's no Isser Tuma, it's only applicable by those animals that are edible. Those animals that are edible, it's not applicable. Then you have Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the third Shita. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is very important. Because Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that Gid
Hanosha. Why isn't the Isser Gid Anosha and Isser Mosav? It has all the special dinim. You don't need a kazayas. It's a kazayas of the basar itself. It's, you know, the staraf. It has all these unique.
So there's a discussion about it in the Gemara. When the Shitas Reb Shimon, who holds like that, in Isser Chal Isser, is it Isser Chal Isser? The Gemara talks about all the those issues. Okay, but Bekitzer we paskin, as he says, we paskin that it's not Noheg Behema Tmeya. There is a Shitas Reb Yehuda who says it is Noheg Behema Tmeya. Because when was the mitzvah given? Reb Yehuda says. Buddha says the mitzvah was given to Bnei Noach. Was given at the time of Yaakov Avinu. Because Al Kain Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael's Gir HaNoshe. From that point in time, Al Kain Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael is Gir HaNoshe. And if it is given at that time, at that moment, they were Mutzuv Behemoth Tameya. They weren't Mutzuv Behemoth Tameya. What mitzvahs they had? Shev Mitzvahs B'nei Noach they had, Mutzuv of Oysa. And then they had a mitzvah, Al Kain Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael's Gir HaNoshe. They now have Al Kain Lo Yochlu Gir HaNoshe, then it should be Shaykh and everything that's Mutzuv them to eat. The original Isser was said, Mazel Tov. I left you a message.
I know.
Al Kain Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael's Gir HaNoshe.
You want to tell all of us?
Oh, for sukkahs, my daughter became.
I don't know, it's a Mazel Tov.
Thanks.
Okay.
You must be on a good email list, no?
I'm not. When you come to Davin 1 year, you don't get an email list. at least 3 years.
The Davin would inspire you. Okay.
Take a look at the Rambam. Let's see the Rambam. Let's take a look at the Rashidus HaRambam, okay? Rashidus HaRambam, how he brings this din of Behemoth Tameah. Then I'm going to ask you, he brings down here a very interesting thing that the... That comes well. It's noheg v'behemet tmeina. So let's take a look at the Rambam Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuras. Where the Rambam Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuras? Where's the Rambam? We had it last time. Where's the Rambam bring dina gid anosha and Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuras? What does the chinuch say? Rambam brings the halachas of
Perikhes.
Yep, Perikhes Ma'acholos Asuras. Let's take a look. Ma'acholos Asuras Perikhes. Okay, let's take a look. Ches Hei. Let's read the Rambam. Ha'ichel Gid HaNoshe Mibehema V'chaya HaTmeim. Potter. Right? By the way, take a look at Halacha Dalet. Dalad was what we did last week. Ha'oif ein bo mishim gudanosh. She'ein lo kaf yarech, ali yarecha aruch. Right? V'im nimtza oif shirecha. This is what we spent the last time on. Kerecha behem shesh lo kaf agit shalo. Oser v'ein loikin lov. Meaning it's nibayt lo ifshita. Remember? If an oif shows up with a gidanosha, even though it's a physical anomaly, the halacha is that the Gemara has nibayt lo ifshita. So we noig l'chumra. V'chein behem shesh kaf yarecha aruch. You have a behemoth that's born with a straight leg without the bend. What's the halacha? If you don't have the bend, it's not considered to be a gidanosha. It's not considered that there's a calf, that there's a bend in the leg. Therefore, gidanosha shalom also again vein lokin lov. Now, this is our halacha. Oichel gidanosha mi behemoth v'chaya hatemeim potter. Why? V'vishayin noyeg b'temeya ele b'behemoth shekulo muteris. So it seems like he paskins like that drasha. Al kain lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael's gid hanosha. Al kain lo yochlu, you can't eat the gid hanosha in that animal that is what? In that animal that is normally mutter for achila. So he doesn't seem to say it's based on ein isher chala. Isher he paskins like shitas chachomim, not like shitas Reb Shimon. Now if he holds like that, it must be, because the question is, you know, how does that reflect on Yesh Begidin Noisin Tam, Be'en Begidin Noisin Tam? So he could say that the halacha is Ein Begidin, it appears, this is holding Ein Begidin Noisin Tam. Because if Yesh Begidin Noisin Tam, then you'd have the problem of, isn't there a Behemoth Tameya? So no, Ein Begidin Noisin Tam. If Ein Begidin Noisin Tam, why shouldn't it be Chal? You don't have an Isser Tumah that precedes it. So it's Mashma, the Rambam's holding Ein Begidin Noisin Tam. And even though there's no Isser Behemoth Tameya, there's a special drasha that it's only by Behemoth Shekula Muteris. Ve'eno ka'ochel mishar gufa, like we said. And even if you eat from the Gid HaNoshe, it's not as if you're eating from a Behemoth Tameya. You're not eating from Behemoth. Don't tell me when you eat from the Gid HaNoshe, you're eating from the Behemoth Tameya. Because she'ein begid michlal ha'basa k'mo she'bi'arnu, the Gid is the Eitzba Alma. Vim ochel mi chelev sha'alagir ha'rezek ha'ochel mi besara. But if you eat from the chelev, then you're eating a behemoth tmeya, and then you get into the whole question of, Then it's the chaylev, and that's it. It's no isur gid.
So we don't make a general drasha whenever the Torah says by chaylev also don't eat it. So we don't say only from a behemoth that's mutter to eat.
Correct.
So why the difference? Like it, I'm not sure we make that drasha only from a behemoth which is kula muteris, by chaylev not.
No. So chaylev, you'd have the same halachim ein isur chal isur. You have the same problem.
You're not allowed to eat chaylev from a behemoth. You're saying you'd be fine.
No, but you only come on to al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael's gid anosh. You only need that because I hope.
Need it, but still we make the drasha. So why not make a drasha everywhere? Whenever the Torah said don't eat something, the Torah means don't eat something from a behemoth which you're allowed to eat from. Except when the Torah says don't eat a behemoth male. But when the Torah gives a special isser of don't eat chaylev, that's a separate thing. But it says don't eat chaylev. Call chaylev lo yochlu. Lo yochlu a behemoth shibateres. It's not like get a nosher. Don't need to get a nosher. Where do we bifurcate?
Well, the reason you bifurcate is because the question is why don't you learn that drush in general?
Yeah.
Why don't you say it? It's interesting. I can't lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael. Interesting.
Anytime we have a separate drasha on a particular part of the animal, but that would dim the Torah on a particular part of the animal, say lo tochlu from the Torah means only chela from a behemoth.
Chela is food. The gid is not food. The gid is the chiddush that it's also in the first place.
Now, that's why the Rambam says we need the drasha of lo tochlu. But once we learn out such a thing, tochlu means from a behemoth that's mutter. Everywhere you say, I don't know. Okay,
you're here. Okay, take a look at this Rambam Perush Mishnayos. Famous Rambam Perush Mishnayos. I have it here somewhere. On this issue of whether Gid Hanashe is Shaykh by Behemet Meir. Rambam Perush Mishnayos. So we have this Machlaikis. According to, again, the way the Rambam Paskins, which is Shitas Chachomim, Al Kein Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael's Gid Hanashe. Only on something that's Mutar B'Achila. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says that since the mitzvah in the Torah is written in the context of Bnei Yaakov, and Bnei Yaakov did not have an Isser Behemoth Tmeya, therefore, according to Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, Gid Hanashe is Shaykh Baya Behemoth Tmeya. He brings down, very interesting, the Bahag, Paskas like Rabbi Yehuda. It says Bahag, in Sof Hichas Gid Hanashe, Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda, Shinoig B'Tmeya. However, now there's an interesting question. The Rif, the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch all leave out this halach of the Rambam. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch does not mention about whether Gid Hanashe is Shaykh by Behemet Tmei. It's unbelievable. Why? That's a major machloikis. Why doesn't it bring down this halach? If you look through Hilchos Gid Hanashe and Shulchan Aruch, there's no discussion over there whether it's Noheg by Behemet Tmei or not. It's the Chor, it's a Pella. So he brings down here that Taz answers it. Because of our Taz, the La'olam Sfilah She'ena Noeg Bitmeim. Uma Shelo Hiskruze Mishum Debalav Hochi Osir Mishum Temeya. Lachain Ein Nafka Mina Ledina Imiya Osir Gamishum Gid Im Lav. Okay. I don't know. It's very strange. Dachei Tshuva Hevi Divrei Tiferes L'Moshe L'Tmoya Dana Kaimelon. The aim begid benosintam. Chen yesh nafkamin ladina. Very strange. Im gid noeg b'tmeim. Haim ena noeg. Then hareo muter b'achila af mishum tuma. The eitz ba'almo. Right? We hold aim begid benosintam. We hold aim begid benosintam. Then there's a big nafkamin whether you hold like Rabbi Yehuda or not. If I don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then there's no chiddush in the Torah. And therefore I could eat it. Very strange. Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch bring this down? Why doesn't the Rambam bring it down? Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch bring it down? Because there's no nafkamina. There is a big nafkamina. Nafkamina is, if I pass like a Bahag, right, like Shittas Rabbi Yehuda, then I could not eat a gid, I could not eat a gid of Behemoth Tmeya. If we pass in like, right, let's see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I couldn't eat a gid of Behemoth Tmeya. According to the other Shittas, I could eat a gid of Behemoth Tmeya, right? It's a big nafkamina. Are you telling me it's Behemoth Tmeya anyway? We're paskin, like the Rambam says. In beginning nice and tam. Very strange. Okay, I don't know. Yesh la'ayin, why does Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this down?
I haven't listened to your question.
What?
the question before about what the cup between chalef and gil. The rush of the pasuk is that I can't lo yochud bnei Yisrael because I'm Russian. So the dikus from lo yochud bnei Yisrael, that's what something that we're allowed to eat. But all it says by chalef is called chalef chadam osu chalef. There's something you can't eat chalef. The idea of lo yochud bnei Yisrael implies an animal normally bnei Yisrael would eat. So the judges aren't the same. I think that's a chalef.
Okay. So you should know the Gemara is very interesting. The Gemara has a discussion about this machloikes, Rabbi Yehuda versus Chachomim. Is Gid Hanosha shaykh by Behemoth Tmeah? So, Rabbi Yehuda says, of course it's shaykh by Behemoth Tmeah. Yeah, who was this Isser given to? This Isser was given to Akein Loichel Bnei Yisrael. Gid Hanosha was given at that time, right after he had the encounter with Sarosh Esav. He was limping, and then Tzola Yerechai. And then Al Kain Lo Yechlu Bnei Yisrael is Gid Hanosha.
That famous Rambam that says we only keep things because of Matan.
This is the Rambam.
That's the Chacham, not Rabbi Yehuda.
This is the Rambam.
Okay,
we'll see you in a minute. So how did Chacham answer it? See, now Chacham answered it. Chacham said, no, you're making a big mistake. The mitzvah of Gid Hanosha was not given to Yaakov. Right? When later on, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah, he went ahead and when he was writing Bereshis, in Bereshis, he made like a parenthetical statement. Oh, there was this Maisa with Yaakov and Sarosh Lesev, and he was Tzola Yerecha, and he was injured in Gid Hanosha. Now, Eikal Kein Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael. Now, the Jewish people from Sinai on don't eat it as a memoriam for a commemoration for them. Which is a fascinating thing between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim.
Rabbi Yehuda only argues in the Chachamim by Gid Hanosha. He doesn't argue by Milo. That he agrees we only do it because...
Doesn't argue by Milo.
It just makes a drush on the puzzle.
No, but there's a problem. Milo was Mitzuve to Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, the Shvatim. So therefore, no one's going to disagree with that. The question is a fascinating question. Was Gid Hanosha a tzivui for Bnei Yaakov? I'll give an example. Bnei Yaakov, did they have an Isser Gid Hanosha? Let's say they ate a behemoth tamer. Let's say they ate a behemoth tamer. Right? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, would they have to go ahead and be menakir the Gid? According to Rabbi Yehuda, they would have to be menakir the Gid. Right? According to Chacham, they would not be menakir the Gid.
Right, and I'm asking something else. Does the Yehuda argue on the Rambam's cloud that we only keep things because of Matan Torah and not because it was given to all Jews?
Do me a favor. They're Chumash here.
Does he argue only by Gid Hanosha or he argues by Mila too? The fact that we keep Mila today, according to Yehuda, is that because it was given to the Jews by Avraham Avinu, or because only... No, that's because of Matan Torah. Gid Hanosha is different. Only Gid Hanosha is different.
Let's read the Rambam.
Because of the Lashon of the Pasuk.
Let's read the Rambam. Give me a second. Something just came to my mind. Okay? It says that when Bnei Yaakov were entertained by Yosef and Mitzrayim, it says Tavoach Tovech, no? Right. Where's that posuk?
Parshas Mikates. Around Shisha.
So what do we learn from that? Tavoach Tovech V'Hochein.
Shechita and Gid.
Oh. Shechita and Gid. Why are you taking out the Gid? I think they asked that question. Interesting, it just occurred to me. In other words, were Bnei Yaakov Mitzuvah on Gid Hanosha?
Yeah, but they say that because like the others kept calling to her cool, even if they weren't Mitzuvah, so they did that too.
So you think that's pshat?
I don't know, you could say.
Okay, let me ask a question. Would they take it out on Behemoth Tmeah? They ate a Behemoth Tmeah, would they take it out? So you're saying they just took it out?
They ate a Behemoth Tmeah either.
Lu Yitzur, they had a behemoth tamer. They decided they wanted a behemoth tamer. Lu Yitzur, they had a behemoth tamer. Okay? Would they take it out? So Rabbi Yehuda says they would take it out, correct? So you're going to say that the Tavoach Tovech V'Hochein is just that they kept Gid Hanosha, even though it was a tzivui that occurred later. Okay, but they didn't take it out. It took it out, Al Mitzuv Ve'Eino Oisa, Not Alts Mesuva voice. That's what you're saying.
Okay.
So you have to say it like that, because that's...
It's a whole big issue.
What?
It's a whole big issue. There are a lot of person that like to explain the Machlokas Yosef and the brothers. You know, why did he talk against them? And it all revolves around they had a machlokas whether they had a din of Bnei Noach or they had a din of Yisrael, or did they keep everything or not? The whole Abram and Achai, he saw them eating Abram and Achai.
So but it's a mefacheses. No, that was
the mefacheses, right? So maybe it's totally not.
The vorach tavi v'ha'achin, k'mol the vorach tevich l'ha'achin, v'in tevorach loshim tzivui, shahay lo lamo v'tvach. So where does it take Gita Noach? Rashi doesn't bring that down.
Rashi doesn't bring it.
What is it? The Medrash? It's a Medrash. I remember this being such a Medrash. Okay. Let's look at the Ram Perish Mishnayos. Can I have one? Ram Perish Mishnayos? Okay. Everyone have it? Everyone have Ram Perish Mishnayos?
Yeah.
Okay. Noeg bet tohoir ve'ena noeg bet tmei, Rabbi Yehuda. Al das Rabbi Yehuda, misha ochel kezayis migira nosha, shel behema tmeia chayev shtei malkios. Mishum behema tameya, umishum gir hanosha ve'ein halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Gemara says, according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, it's a chiddush in the Torah. And since it was given by a behema tameya, given to Bnei Yaakov by tameya, don't give me the issue. There are no issues of you get shtei malkiyos. And even if yesh begidin b'nois and tam. There's not a problem of that there's a Yisr Behemoth Tmeya, and Yisr Gid HaNosha shouldn't be Chal, because the Chiddush in the Torah, Al Kein Lo Yochlu, the mitzvah was given by Behemoth Tmeya. So since that was nature of mitzvah, you're not going to change the mitzvah later because of the issue of Ein Yisr Chal on Yisr. Now, let's read this Rambam carefully. V'sim libecha ala ikar hagodo hanicha b'mishnah hazos. Pay attention here to this unbelievable klal here. He's saying this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is teaching an unbelievable yusayd. Vushamasha Amar Misinai Ne'esa. The Shitas of Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and say you should know that. And actually, it says an interesting thing. Al Kain Lo Yochlu Bnei Yisrael Gid HaNosha. Chachamim say that the Jews were not called Bnei Yisrael until after Mamon Har Sinai. And the tzivui of Gid HaNosha was only given after Har Sinai. That's the Shitas Chachamim. And Moshe later added, in relating the story of the of Yaakov, only then did he add later, Al Kein Lo Yochlu Bnei Yisrael Gid HaNosha. V'sim libechal ikra agadol ha'nichla b'mishnah zos. V'ushemar she'omer mi'sinai ne'esar. Basically, Chachamim are telling you a klal. That it's not possible that there's any Isser that we, the Jewish people, keep, except by the very fact that it was given to us from Har Sinai. L'fi she'ato haresa l'adas. Okay, ato haresa l'adas. She'kol ma she'anu marchikin o'osin hayom. Ein anu oisin ela b'mitzvas HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom. Okay, now he doesn't interestingly say, I was Madaic once from, I know what you're thinking. He doesn't say Misinai. Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom. So if I were to ask you, do we keep Shabbos Bizman Azeh because it was given B'mara? Or do we keep Shabbos Bizman Azeh because it was given B'Sinai? So it's interesting, the Rambam doesn't say, right? B'mitzah Kodesh Baruch Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom. Lo Sha Kodesh Baruch Omer Zeh L'Neviyim. Don't think that any of the mitzvahs we keep lo shakach baruch omer zeh l'neviim lefanov could go in zeh she'ein anu oichlin eiver min achai einu mipnei shehakadosh baruch hu osru oso l'noyach el lefi shemosha osur aleinu eiver min achai. Now וכן גיד הנושה, אין אנו הולכן אחר איסו יעקב אבינו, אלא מצווס מוישה רבינו עולב השום. הלו תירה מה שאמרו, תייג מצווס נאמרו לו, ומוש מסינה וכל אינו
וכל... מוש מסינה.
Right, now it's מוש מסינה. So you know my famous issue with this Rambam.
The Rambam says a much bigger chiddush. He says even today B'nai Noach that Kishem et B'nai Noach is only because Moshe Rabbeinu was told Kishem et B'nai Noach at Har Sinai, not because it was given to them before Matan Torah.
Where's that Lashon?
I don't know what he says.
Well, give me one second. I'm gonna read you a Rambam. Tell me what this is.
Yeah, he says that who keeps the mitzvahs because he believes that that's illogical, not that Hashem commanded us to do it.
The Rambam says that we would think that B'nai Noah, they keep it not because nothing happened at Har Sinai, it always happened. Yeah. They had it from the time of Noah. After Matan Torah, even B'nai Noah will not get Olam Haba to keep Kehavet HaNoach unless he does it because it was commanded to keep Kehavet HaNoach at Har Sinai. That's a huge thing.
Yeah.
It's very counterintuitive.
Yeah.
So it's much more than the Rambam saying here.
Yeah.
No, there's no Kiddush. That's a, you know.
Guys, everyone has to hang for 2 weeks to share this. We got some Rambams over here. You have to tell me what you think of this Rambam. Okay. Hilchos Malachim. Hilchos Malachim, when the Rambam brings down the inyan of. Okay, take a look at Hilchos Malachim Perek Tishi. Okay? By the way, this is a very interesting thing because this is a klal gadol. It's brought, who says it's a klal gadol? They're arguing on, the partial way to learn the Gemara is they're arguing on Al Kein Lo Yechlu B'nei Yisrael Gid Anoshe. What was that? Was that something added later when Gid Anoshe was given on Har Sinai? And the Chachomim say, I'll prove to you. Because the way the Torah relates Al Kein Lo Yechlu B'nei Yisrael Gid Anoshe is with the term B'nei Yisrael. Shitas Chachomim is B'nei Yisrael is not defined as B'nei Yisrael till Mamad Har Sinai. Therefore, it must be that their rationale for the mitzvah given on Har Sinai is later inserted into Bereishis. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it was given then. So is this the Yesodis Tikamachlagis between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim about the whole nature of why we keep mitzvahs? Or is this just a similar machloikas in understanding the editing of Bereishis Al Kein Lo Yechlu? It's mashman machloikas Al Kein Lo Yechlu B'nei Yisrael is when there's a tzivu on B'nei Yisrael. Technically, was that a tzivu on B'nei Yaakov? Were they called B'nei Yisrael? If you look at the Gemara, were they only called B'nei Yisrael later?
It shows you the opposite.
What?
It shows you the opposite. What I remember from somewhere, but the Rambam holds it's such a klal gadol that even Rabbi Yehuda admits to it. Rabbi Yehuda holds Gid Anoshe is a special exception. And the Lashon and the Torah somehow, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, the Torah is coming to tell me that Gid Anoshe is unique, that I have to keep the dinim that were in place before Matan Torah, the Hemet Mei and all that. But even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that by Milo, that we only keep it because of Milo, of Matan Torah. That's the Rambam, such a cloud gold, no one can argue on that. It's a special, unique exemption of Yehuda holds by Gid Anoshe. But he doesn't argue by other places. Kol HaTorah Kula, everything else he reviewed agrees.
Okay.
And so it's not a editing machlokes. There's no klal gadol, but it's an editing. You know, or it's, everyone agrees with klal gadol. It's just as Gid Anoshe different for some reason.
Gid Anoshe is the only mitzvah is not repeated after Sinai.
What?
It's not repeated in the Torah after Sinai. Mila is, right?
No, Mila is not repeated. Mila is repeated, yes. Right. Mila is repeated. You're right, Mila is repeated.
Gid Anoshe is the only one that's not repeated.
I know, it's machlokes whether it was given to them. See, it was never given to B'nai Noach, so you don't have anything to worry about. It was never given to Bnei Noach. It was just given to Alkein Lo Yisrael Bnei Yisrael's Gid Anosh. The same thing with Milo. The Gemara asked that question by Milo. That's Mamash the Gemara's question by Milo. The Gemara, I think, or Nenzayin or Nenches. That's Mamash the
Gemara.
What?
Gemara says it wasn't repeated. It's only the Shabbos.
Only?
By Yom HaShemini, Yom HaShemini.
Right, that's the Gemara's problem. Because the Gemara says, call mitzvah. Shenishnei slifnei har Sinai. Right, Venishnan was repeated, Bnei Noach Mitzuvan, I Mila was repeated. That's all Gemara, it's all Dian on that. Right, it's all Gemara, it's that really wasn't repeated, it's only repeated to tell you it's like Shabbos, etc. There's a whole discussion, a whole Gemara on that. Okay? Gid Anoshe is given and not repeated. But the question is, it was given and not repeated, therefore it's not a mitzvah on all of who. That's, it's not a mitzvah. You can learn that Gemara by Mila. Like many people learn it. We're Mitzuvin Mila because it was given to Avram. Correct? It wasn't Nishneis. So therefore it was just left to who? It was left to Bnei Avram. Right? To that line. And the Gemara, why aren't Bnei Esav Mitzuvin Mila? Because it says Bnei Esav and not Mitzuvin Mila because Kibi Yitzik Karach Zara, Chol Zara, etc. The Gemara has a whole word like that. So you could learn that we're all mitzuva because of the initial tzivui. Take a look at Ram Perek Tes. Okay. Al shisha dvarim nitztava Adam Harishon. Adam Harishon was nitztava on six things. Al avodah zara, val birchas Hashem, val shvichus domin, val gila arayis, val agezel val adinim. All learned out from one pasuk, right? Shai, help me. Vayitzav Hashem Elohim es ha'adam, right? Vayitzav Elo Adinim Hashem Birchas Hashem Elohim, right? Ala Adam Adam Zu Ritzicha, right?
That's
a Gemara. It's a Gemara. Gemara where? Nun Zayin Mebez and Sanhedrin. It's all in there, those nuns. I get mixed up.
Yeah, Nun Zayin Mebez.
Okay, Nun Zayin Mebez. Okay, very good. Okay, got on the side. Va'al Shvichus Domim Va'al Gila Rais Va'al Gezer Va'al Adim. V'chein haya hadavar b'chol ha'olam ad Avraham. Bo Avraham v'nitztava yeser elu b'mila v'hu hispal shachris. Very strange. V'yitzok hifrish meiser v'hoisiv tfila acheres lifnois hayoim. V'Yakov hoisif gid anoshe v'ispala arvis u'bitz mitzrayim nitztavu amram b'mitzvus yiseris. Now read the next line. Ad sheba Moshe Rabbeinu v'nishlama nishlama toira al yoda. What do you think of this Rambam versus Perush Mishnayos?
Doesn't agree.
What?
Doesn't agree.
I don't know. What do you think?
So it sounds like
unless that does haste hashlama.
Moshe added to it before, but that's what it's recommended.
No? This is the completeness.
Yeah? V'nishlama means that what?
So now it's completed, but it's now there were parts before, and now it's, Moshe came, the rest was completed, but wasn't that the whole thing started with Moshe? We started
no,
with Moshe.
No, I'd say
fuck it. That's the one.
By the way, it's Moshe from here that he learns that was Yaakov Mitzuvin Gid Anoshe or not? Mirtz Mashma Yaakov was Mitzuvin Gid Anoshe, right? But if you look in the Gemara says Shitas Chachamim. That's not Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, is what? The Rambam, let's see, the Rambam first of all paskins that Behemoth Tmeya is not Shach B'Gid Anoshe. We saw that in the Rambam. So why does he learn like that? He doesn't learn because Ein Yisr Chal Yisr. He learns because Al Kein Lo Yochlu, Bnei Yisrael Gid Anoshe is only on those things that were Mutorim. The pashtus of the Gemara is that according to that sheet of Chachamim, the reason that Gid Anoshe, the other sheet is Gid Anoshe, is not Shach Behemoth Tmeya, because Ein Yisr Chal Yisr. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says it's not Shach Behemoth Tmeya, because Ram says it's not shaykh begir anosha because it's oh there's a drasha. Only on a behemah that's mutter for you to eat, that behemah is the behemah that has with it the isur gir anosha. That's the Ram. Then the Ram on Perish Mishnayis is telling you, and that shita's chachomim, at least that shita, maybe even Rabbi Yehuda, but that shita's chachomim that I'm telling you for sure we paskin like is a klal gadol, because those chachomim are telling you, like the Gemara seems to indicate, that al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael's gira nosha, the way chachomim learn it is, al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael's gira nosha is not considered to be a tzivui to b'nei Yaakov. That's pashas for the Gemara. It's a tzivui to later generations of harvest. You know, saying because of what happened earlier, al kein lo yochlu. The Rambam clearly holds, now, I told you part of the Machlois Rabbi Yehuda and Chum were they Mitzuvah? Were B'nai Yaakov Mitzuvah and Giranosha? Pashas of the Gemara is, the Lashon of the Gemara in Chulin is, they were not Mitzuvah. Al-Kain Lo Yochlu Chum say was not given to him. Al-Kain Lo Yochlu B'nai Yisrael is, therefore the Jewish people B'nai Yisrael define as being after our sin and don't eat it because of what happened earlier. The Pashas is they were not Mitzuvah. The Rambam is saying for sure Yaakov was Mitzuvah.
Saying is not mitzvah. Avram is showing us to use this for Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov.
Read it.
Avram, he should say like Avram. Say Yaakov nitztava al agiranosha. Like he says by Avram, but Avram nitztava al eil b'milu. He doesn't say that. He's saying Avram is nitztava. He had actually the tzivui on. Yitzchak was not nitztava, but he actually did something. And Yaakov was not nitztava and didn't even do it. But through him came about the story of giranosha. That's what the Yaakov posted.
That's a very nice deal.
Very nice.
What do you think?
I like it. Because it says, Ba'amva, Mitzrayim, Nitztava, Amva, Mitzvah. But it doesn't say, Hosef.
That's why there are three different Lashonas. One was Nitztava, one was not even Nitztava, but did something. And Yaakov was not Nitztava, he didn't do anything. Well, sorry, but there was a Hosef of Gira Nosha, the story.
There was no tzivu with Yaakov.
No, but the story came about through him.
And maybe Yaakov, that's what it means? Or
And Yaakov didn't even keep it.
But it's very interesting because everything else besides this, they kept. Right? Meaning they did. They did. Everything else they did.
But voluntary. Avram was in the south. Wasn't voluntary once he was in the south.
So let me ask you a question. So Yaakov did get Hanasha out in a mitzvah oisa. But he did everything out in a mitzvah oisa. So what's Hosef?
Huh?
He's still a Hosef.
The Rambam says Ashiva Moshe Benishlama. Everyone talks about that. So one of the pshatim of Nishlama is that medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu and Mitzrayim, they wrote the Torah from Bereishis until Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Jews would read it on Shabbos when Parah gave them off, and they kept all that. And then that's what he's Nishlama. And we had a text, a sort of unofficial text, from Bereishis till Yisra. And Moshe,
that's very nice, but he's not talking about text. He's talking about mitzvahs.
They say you have to come up with a Torah. That's a problem. This was a problem with the Pirush Mishnah. So that's one approach. Okay, there's a different approaches. You can have a problem either way.
Okay, let's see. Let's go by it. Just wanted to point this out. It's a Klal Gadol in the Rambam. You see the Rambam Pirush Mishnah is? So Rambam Pirush Mishnah is telling you there's a Klal Gadol. Which is very interesting because you don't necessarily have to learn the Gemara here at Klal Gadol. To learn the Gemara is talking about a specific issue by Gidon Asher. What was the nature of Al Kein Lo Yochlu? What when the Torah wrote it? Does it mean Al Kein Lo Yochlu that they were Mitzuvah or not? Okay. There's another possibility. The other possibility is Taki Yaakov was Mitzuvah. Yaakov did get the Mitzvah. Why not? Yaakov got the Mitzvah. But Chachamim are saying Al Kein Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael's Gir Hanoshe means that they had the Tzivui, but don't think that because of what happened then, we have to follow the Mitzvahs. It was then given later on Har Sinai, and then we said the giving on Har Sinai is in a different fashion in text, and the reason for that mitzvah is because of what happened earlier. So then you'd have something very interesting. You'd have a tzivu of Yaakov, and Taki, his tzivui would be a tzivui by a behemoth meya, could be. And he had a tzivui. We later, by Har Sinai, got a tzivui. The tzivui we got on Har Sinai was a total different tzivui than he had, like the Rambam says. Because whenever we have a tzivui in Har Sinai, that tzivui in Har Sinai, but then you have the problem of kol shenishna lifnei Har Sinai v'nishneis will be shayach by Bnei Noach. Well, the Chayre, this wasn't a mitzvah Bnei Noach, correct? It was a mitzvah of Bnei Yisrael. Okay, so it's an interesting question at the end of the day. It's a fascinating question. At the end of the day, did Yaakov Avinu have a tzivui of Gid Anosha? The Parshas of the Gemara is not. I don't know, what's the Parshas of the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis? Did he have a tzivui or not?
Wasn't Yaakov Hoisif? Yaakov wasn't Hoisif. Yaakov was not Hoisif.
Right, it's very interesting, right? The Hoisif is fascinating. Unless you want to say it's considered to be Hoisif because the first person is Mitztaveh. But you're right, Yitzhak was not Mitztaveh B'Maiseh, right? It's interesting, the Yitzchak...
What's Hoisif?
What it means Hebrish. What it means Hoisif as opposed to that, he didn't even do it. Not like Yitzchak and Hebrish, he didn't keep the law, it came about through him. Yaakov Hoisif.
Yeah, but
his being on the stage...
Hoisif Lenoach.
What about... No, disagree. What are Lashonis by Noach?
The Hoisif Lenoach.
Maybe
Rambam is not being
right. See, isn't that interesting? Hoisif l'noyach evin min achai.
Yes, Yaakov Hoisif.
No, but he could be medayak, it's mamash a good deal. Hoisif l'noyach.
Yeah, right, that's the thing.
As opposed to noyach hoisif.
Yeah, it's supposed to Yaakov Hoisif. Yeah, right, yeah.
Right. What?
That's just the Rambam, that's Lashon Rambam. Hoisif l'noyach evin min achai. Not Noah, Hoisif Lenoach. Hashem is Hoisif Lenoach, presumably.
See, interesting, you really be Madai. Hoisif Lenoach, as opposed to Yaakov Hoisif. But anyway, I just wanted to point out that this is a very perplexing issue. How to be Miyashivis. Maybe next week I'll work on it a little. I once gave a shiur on this, said a whole mahalach. I don't remember anything I said. So I just know it's an issue because evidently what I said wasn't too good, or I would have remembered it. Now let's continue. Let's continue for another few minutes in the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, so this is the Behemah Tmei issue. So once again, we see by Gid Anosha, it's something like last time that we saw was a specific halacha by Gid Anosha has overwhelming relevance. The Ein Anoig Elav Behemah Tmei also not. Okay. Vayein Mishle Melech Shehevi Shem Harash. But now we get into something a little gruesome. The Gam Ba'Adam Noheg Isu Gid Anosha. Is there such a concept as an Isur Gid Anosha B'Adam? Is there such a concept as an Isur Gid Anosha by Adam? The Gam B'Adam Noheg Isur Gid Anosha. V'nira the Harash B'Litamai Ozil Shesoiver the Basar Adam Mutter Min HaTorah. There's no Isur Daraisa by Basar Adam. V'vu Dvarim B'Magid Mishnah Imkei Noheg Gid the Basara Mutter. Aval is Shitas HaRambam V'oid Shitas HaBosar Adam Osir Min HaTorah Ba'aseh Im Kein Basaro Osir V'Haveh Kitimea De'ein Gid Noheg U'Kumoshe Kasavti Lamala De'mali She Basaro Osir Balavo Ba'aseh Kevin She Min HaTorah Basaro Osir Karinen Lai Kein Nir L'Finis Daiti V'Shuv Masasi Kein B'Shar HaMelech. So what's going on over here with this cut question? It's actually based on Gemara and Ksubis. The Gemara and Ksubis discusses the concept of... Let's see what I have over here. Ramban. Let's take a look at the Ramban and Ksubis. First Ramban and Ksubis, Sam Chomerav.
It's a big nafkamina according to the other shita that it's only if you learn a drasha. So
if you what?
If the tam is because you learn after the drasha, only something that's mutter to eat is Gid Anosha. Then if Basar Adam is Asur also, then fine, the drasha applies too. But if you learn according to the other shita, because it's Einis and Chal al Isser, aren't there shitas that an Isser is Chal al Asay and Isser Lav is Chal al Isser Asay?
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah.
So point to that, Rosh, point to that, then it's going to make a difference.
But one thing, I also had a
You think we're able to turn it on? We're not sure. It's ticking. It's counting down.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if
Pass around the ritual. Ritual also. Okay, firstly the Ramban. Okay? Basically the Gemara has a discussion about the issue of Cholavisha. What's the din of Cholavisha? Does Cholavisha have any iser to eat Cholavisha? So the Gemara says Beferish. Cholavisha is totally mutter. The Gemara actually says even Dam Mahal Cheshtayim is totally mutter. The Gemara says Cholav Mahal Cheshtayim is. The Gemara says Cholav Mahal Cheshtayim is mutter. Ve'ein tzorech lifrushe. But dam mahal cheshtayim is mutter, but a man that walks on two. No, right? Man that mahal cheshtayim, a human being. So there's different nuschois. So the Ramban says, I'm going to use logic going in the other direction. Take a look at the Ramban on top. Kol hayotzei min hatomei tomei. We're going to go ahead and infer backwards. Cholav mahal cheshtayim, the Gemara says, is mutter. So we have a klal, kol hayotze min hatome tome. If a human being themselves was tome, and osu b'achila, then the cholav that comes out of them, right, you learn gomel twice, the Gemara in Bechiris learns gomel twice, the Gemara says, kol hayotze min hatome tome. So it turns out that if the cholav is mutter, you'd infer backwards that it can't be, that the Adam himself is tome. The harav Moshe ben Maimon, hamachaber kosov, shu isra se. The Rambam, we have macholos asuris. Let's take a look at the Rambam macholos asuris, beis gimel. The Rambam macholos asuris, beis gimel, deals with this issue. We have Machos Asuris, right? He gave out a few of those. Beis Gimel. Machos Asuris, Beis Gimel. Let's read the Rambam. Beis Gimel. Ha'adam. Okay? Ha'adam. Avbe shenemer bavehi ha'adam al nefesh chaya. Eino michlal mine chaya. Balas parsa. The Rambam is not in the animal kingdom. Lefikach eino belosase. There's a losase. The losase is, right? Ezel loso chelu. It says, "Ezel lo sochelu, mimale hagera, mimafrase haparso." So you'd think, "Ezel lo sochelu, anything that doesn't have simone kashrus is also." And if Adam is part of the animal kingdom, he doesn't have simone kashrus. There should be a law on Adam of lo as ezel lo sochelu. Adam al bishneim of he Adam lefesh chaya, eno michlal mine chaya balas parso lefikach eno belosa se. Va'ochel mibosor adam o michelbo ben min hachai ben min hames eino lokeh aval osu hu ba'ase. Rambam says that's an ase. Shermona kosuv shivas mine chaya va'omer bahen zos hachaya asher tochelu ha koshu shehu chutz mehen lo sochelu. The love habo michlal asay, asay. Rambam shita. Where does Rambam get this from? So let's take a look at the Ramban. Ramban says, "Rav Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon amachaber koso shuiser asay." Uper sho dichsiv. The Ramban says, "Zos habahema asher tochelu." v'lo adam v'zu hadrasha lo darshuhu rabbeinu balei hagemara. Saying this Rambam's drasha is not a gemara. V'yodea ani she'omer kein. But I know he's saying this she'omer b'sifro yochol af baser mahalchesh dayim. You below sase alachiloso. Right? That's the Gemara says that. You might think Bosmachishaim, you below sase alachiloso. Who suffer from the very fact that the Sifra is moitziyed, that the Adam is not Bechlal Chaya, it's moitziyed from the love. It's only moitziyed from a love and not from an ase. But that's not true. Because it's just saying it's not under the los ase. Now you have to find an isser ase. So he says there is no specific drasha, the Ramban says, for an isser ase. The Rambam holds himself below ase of the lesser. Aval ba'ase isa velohi. The ha b'chol of nami kamer. When it speaks about milk, it also says veloshen hazeh. I might have thought that chol of mahalche shtayim is bichlau. Marsis is a miut from Gomo. It's a miut from Gomel. From Gomel it says Zeh, it says who. The Gemara in Ksuba says Samech Amarav Davka Gomel, the Chol of Hayotzi Min HaGomel is Otzer, but only who or Zeh and Dam and Chol of Mahal Cheshtayim is Mutter, and by Chol of Mahal Cheshtayim the Halacha is that it's not even a Mitzvah's Prisha. So since the Gemara says you might have thought that there's a losa say on chol of mahal cheshtayim ayotzi min atame tame Talmud loymar by gomal is a miut, just like the miut over there is a miut, and it the havamin is a losa say and it's mamayit from any iser. So too by basar adam it's a miut from every iser. So major machlokis Rambam ben Ramban. Basar mahal cheshtayim, human flesh. Is there an iser ase? They both agree there's no love. Now the machlokes, the Ramban is saying it's not even iser ase. Okay. Velohi daha b'chol of nami kamarasim b'loshen hazeh. Afilu mitzvah perish ein bo. Avkan mitzvah perish lo matzino. Vare dam hasheret di moit. Mehecha di moit madam mahal cheshtayim. Dam hasheret, I understand that it's also not considered to be Isra Dam, i.e. Kares. Afilo Ocham Rinam, Bekrisa Shim Isra Bo Mishum Sheretz Loike. Shalom Miyuta HaKosim Elami Isra Dam. Aval Domo Kibbesora. Av Bosara Adam Vadai. Ilu Haya Be Isra Ase, Hayu Domo Ba'ase. Very interesting. He's saying, you see from the Gemara by Sheretz, that if there's no special Isser Dam, then Dam is Nichlal in the general Isser of eating the flesh. It's part as the Din of a Sheretz. It doesn't have a Din Dam, a Din Dam. But Dam is at least considered to be a Din of Sheretz. So too, how could Dam Adam be Mutter if it doesn't have an Isser Dam? It's equivalent to Basar. Ramban, this is the Ramban Shita. Aval Dama Kibbesoro. Av Basar Adam Vada Ilu Haya Asr Isra Asr Baase Haya Dama Baase Afal Pishmato Kazmi Isra Dam Uklal Godelhu Shakala Yaiti Mina Asr Asr Mita Kamri Badam Vachol of Afilu Mitzvah Pirish Aimbo Shmamina Af Ha Basar Mutter. Fascinating. Now it's interesting, he assumes that what? He assumes that if there is an Isra Asse, you would also hold Hayotze Min Ha Aser, Hayotze Min Ha, right? Hayotze Min Ha Tome Tome, even by Isra Ase. He's saying, I don't agree with the Rambam, because the Shitas HaRambam is Isra Ase on Basar Adam. If that was the case, then how could Cholav and Dam be Mutter? Hayotze Min Ha Tome Tome. So it's interesting, I don't know. Do you say Hayotze Min Ha Tome Tome also an Isra Ase, or is only an Isra Lav? Okay, he's assuming Zecher is also an Isra Ase. The Rambam, how would the Rambam answer that? Vahavi Yodea. Now he's going to say, I'll tell you something. The Davka Bebosar Minachai. Now it becomes very strange. The only time that human flesh is Mutter is if it is basar min achai. If the human flesh is taken from a living human being. Aval b'meis asur b'hanah. There's an isur hanah. It's learned out from Miriam and Egla Arufa. V'tamar shom Miriam, and it says by Egla Arufa shom. Shom shom, just like Egla Arufa is asur b'hanah also. Meis is asur b'hanah. So it comes out an interesting thing that the basar of a meis is asur not midin isur achila, but it's asur midin isur hanah. V'ein sarach lomer b'achila. Ubeegla Rufa Gamriam Bigzer Shova. The Echid Isra Nov, Echid Isra Achila Bichla. Now, if you eat it, it's a form of Isra Nov. Umiu Begoy, any day about Isra Nov. The Ha, I mean Miriam Gamriam, it's Sarachian. So, is there an Isra Nov by a Goy? Take a look at the Rit for a second. You have the Rit for? Do I have a Ritva? You have the Ritva? I don't have a Ritva. Pass me Ritva. Ritva? Let's take a look. The Ritva goes basically through this issue. Okay, let's read through it quickly. Very interesting Ritva. Okay. Well, the Indian boss of Mahal Cheshtayim, everyone have it? Eshkechon Nuscha B'Torah's Kainim, the Garsi. Yachol Yehei Basar Mahal Cheshtayim Tameh. Vidinu uma behema she kalte bimago tamad lomar ach ezet tome vein bosom halche shtaim tome elator velo pliga gmar dilon. Even the argamar doesn't have mamish the fair shigiris of bosom and argamar in ksubas is dam. Nevertheless lehilchsa it's the same that there is no iser bosom halche shtaim ki bekam makomis maila tamad dvorim harbi mimiut echot vachinami hu tome. Velo besora velo chelbo. Because she came to Hochi, he could last me ute. Achuze, the chadli besora, the chadli dama, the chadli chelbo, Mishamina may he the boss of Malfi Stein, Mutter Minatoira, the lekker member of the Hosmi Lab, the Chudu Matin and Lay. Again, not like the Ram, there's an Isra say. Kvosi Garshina Hocha, but Cholavadam. Cholavadam is the same mute as Bosser. Just like Cholavadam in Matin and Lagam, it's less by Shumi Sura. About Yesh Omrim. Now there is a Yesh Omrim. We didn't see this yet. The Basar Mahal Cheshtayim Osir Belav. Okay, it's the Shitas Ra'ah B'Shem Rav Yitzhak. Rabbi Iskiru, interesting, there is a Shita. The Basar Mahal Cheshtayim is Osir Belav Mikal V'Choymer. The Ovid Talmud Ahachi, there's a Kal V'Choymer. The Lo Maisi Gemara Hetera El Adam V'Cholav. If you look at the Bavli is only with my Adam V'Cholav. Val Basar Isr. Dilo Lamali Krolla Dam Vakalov Shari Ayotse Mina Tahar Tahar. So now interestingly, they're gonna learn the exact opposite. They're gonna learn that our Gemara Ksubas has a special mir for Cholov and Dam. Now if human being himself was Tahar, why do I need a special mir for Ayotse Mina Tahar Tahar? So now there's a third Shita that learns as a Kal V'Chomer. And the Kal V'Chomer is an animal only goes ahead and gives off Tuma when an animal is dead. A human being gives off Tuma while even a human being is alive. Kal V'Chomer, that's a Kal V'Chomer in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Talmud Loimar by Dam and Cholov. The question is it dafka just a Talmud Loimar, a meal by Dam and Cholov, also Basar? So we have three Shitas. Shita number one is there's a Lav by Basar Adam. Shita number two is there's only an Isra say the Rambam, and Shita number three is the Ramban. Now let's go further. Finish this. V'asim b'taris kohenim loeshkem benusay dukani degarsi elachala v'adam kiyach b'shmait and teitz d'asim afil benuska degarsi v'asim atinle midachsiv ze v'loch adashina and leila d'maitam elavade mishum de'basa aser v'havi mina shayotzi min atomei tomei. Meaning, Basar Adam is Tame, and the whole point of the Mir by Dam and Cholav is to be Mayatim Davka. So you have this very interesting, the Ramban can be answered up easily. How could I say that Dam and Cholav are Mutar? Aha Yotzim and Atame Tame. Special Miyutim. That's why I need a special Mir for Dam and Cholav. And the Ramban doesn't hold like. Okay? Ukadarminim decreases. Gabe Dam Shrotzim Davka Dimotle Etera. Michal Damar Minim Shim Hisrubo Mishum Basuloika, Ochiod Kotzbe Muta Akrina, Miachase, Vizen Niranoch. Umil Balav Haki, Nami Lo Mishkachaswa. Now listen. Even if I wouldn't have a lav, the Ritva says, Lamaisa, how am I going to eat Basar Adam? Listen to what he says. Lo Mishkachaswa Basar Mahal Cheshtaim Lehatera. The Iba Hodo Chai Ha Ika Mishum Ever Mina Chai. What the Ramban said? Achlagas Rishonim is Ever Mina Chai by Adam.
Does it mean Ever Mina Chai? It means Basar Mina Chai. It's not Ever.
Read what he says. The Iba Hodo Chai.
I know, but is it read as a lawsuit? I mean, there's two different Isurim, right? Ever Mina Chai and Basar
Mina Chai. Right.
Where is this Basar Mina Chai?
Fine. Below Ashkhund Sharlan Mide the Rahmana below Shkita. Now it's a svara. The svara is that there's nothing living that can actually have a what? A heter without Shkita. So what would that mean? That there's an Isur and an Adam Avena Zavuach. Interesting idea. And Chagovim, and we have by there's a special heter of Asifa and Chagovim. The Gemara has special limudim by Asifa and Chagovim. Vila Acher Misa Osabano. The Gomar Shom Shom Me'egla Rufa Vizeb Borer Mipi Rabbeinu. So major machlokes here. Now very interesting, even according to the Ramban, now you have the one Nafkamina, now what do you do back to Gid Anosha? What am I going to do by Gid Anosha by Adam? If there's an Isra Lav by Adam, Basar Adam, then Lachaira there's nothing to talk about. If there's an Isser Aseh, very interestingly enough, then the Minchas Chinuch says there's no reason to be Mechalik. It's a Dovera Aser, and we have a limit, Akein Lo Yochlu, only on something that's Mutar Ba'achila. So even if those is an Isser Aseh, he thinks it's a Dovera Parshat, it wouldn't be Noe Giranosh. But if you learn like the Ramban, what would you say? The Ramban says that Basar Min Achai by Yisrael is Mutar, and he seems to say that it could be that Basar Min HaMeis by a Goy is what? Is also Mutar. So according to Ramban, what would you do with Gid Anosha by Adam? Would Gid Anosha also be an Isser by Adam? Interesting question. Interesting question according to Ramban. Whether there is such a concept, unbelievable, of Gid Anosha by an Adam. The other question is, if I have an Isser Hana by Adam, would that be enough to go ahead and be mafkia the Isur Gid Anosha? Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael's Gid Anosha. Would you say the itzmashma, the Isur Hanah coin, would not be enough? Because it's Isur Hanah, it's not Isur Achila. What? That's an interesting question. Interesting question is, according to, what would you do according to the Ramban? So that's an open question according to the Ramban. It's a whole discussion about whether Goy is Osir Mutabah. No, this has to do with Lahilchasa, by the way. It has to do with the question of transplants. Okay, the question of taking organs from Goyim, do you also say that a Goy is Osir Bahano or not? Is an afkamina if or is Osir or is only Midrabanan? This is a whole different interesting discussion here. But here you see a major machlokes is shining by Basar Mahal Cheshtayim, all the different sheets. What? Let's say it's not because nefesh. Yeah, you have corneal transplants. Right, things of that. So you have other transplants like that. Yeah, you have other transplants that are not necessarily goch nefesh.
Iver chashav kames, no? Is that
what?
Is iver chashav kames? Iver.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. One eye, maybe not the other. Okay, very good. Okay, so this is the din of Mahal Cheshtayim.